standing very close to Philip Gray. He has in front of him a canvas which has been made by huge numbers of people here in the Cork Vision Centre. It consists of squiggles and wiggles and lines that are full of colour. Blues, yellows, pinks, violets, greens, crimsons. On the table are a whole load of acrylic, and he's put several daubs of colour on the heavy white cloth or plastic that's here. So he's now talking to somebody from the audience. He's now getting a sponge which he's dipped into red water, and the acoustics are terrible. Like, not sure what he's going to do. He's about to attack the canvas, I think is the truth. And he's already forewarned people in the audience that they're not to be insulted if he goes over their marks. And the painting is probably very satisfying for the people who have contributed to it already. Now he's now taking a black piece of cloth, and he's wrapping it round. Oh, he's blindfolding himself, right. The artist is going to do this work blindfold. He's mic'd up, blindfold, and he's dressed in a blue overall. It looks just like as if he was going to paint your house. He's wearing a blue and white, dark blue, and with a white check in it. And he's now putting his hands on top of the canvas and going all the way around the outside. The canvas is about 3 feet by 3 feet. In fact, it's probably 4 feet by 4 feet. He's now got in his hand a sponge, and he is giving it a good daubing. He is daubing on a bluey-greeny colour on top of what already exists. And now the sponge is being washed by him. Yes, it's Audrey is washing the sponge. She's now putting it onto a... some very dark colour now. This is going to add a very strong colour to the mix now. Yes, this is a dark crimson, and the artist is now fiddling with his arm. He's right around the edges and nearly went over the side now. He's making a good mess now here. This is just like an excellent addition. He's actually making marks that aren't very different from the amateur and members of the public who went on this. So it's now, we now here have more, now we have a different colour. I think we now have, now Philip is in the centre of the canvas. He's on the top centre and it's red. He's coming on red now. This is Liverpool going on the canvas. No, he's going in and out, dashing around the canvas in bits. There is no form except shape here now. This is a real addition of energy to a canvas. Audrey is now rinsing it. She's getting herself well and truly filthy. We're now going to yellow. We are now going to a really strong yellow now. So I give you yellow. Yellow is going to go... he's going to go yellow on top of what he's just done. My God, he's turning in something that is yellow and crimson. And yellow is getting swallowed up in the crimson. And that didn't go very far. So there are a whole lot of extra paint here on the side, and he's still got white and orange and skin coloured. That doesn't mean any sense. Now here we have white. We have white in the very centre here. We're getting a little bit of we're getting Chinese marks. This is the artist is now almost crashed into one of the audience who bent over, and she's got her scarf in the way now. She's just getting herself, she's trying to get in the picture with her scarf. No, yes. So there's a... Now the man is completely blindfolded, I want to stress. He cannot see what he's doing. And this painting is going possibly to be exhibited in a public place in Cork with a plaque mentioning the names of all the people who have contributed to it. So this is it. This is a really unusual event here now in the Vision Centre. A lot of people downstairs are looking up. They won't be able to see very much, but up here there is more and more energy
happening on the canvas. And this is a real abstract expressionism now. I tell you, he keeps working down in the left-hand side of the canvas. The right-hand side of the canvas is being studiously ignored. We now have grey being applied. Philip Grey is applying grey. And he's being guided a little bit. He, by the way, has his watch on. He has a silver watch and he's wearing a ring. So he's not worried about these getting covered in paint. But this is all being filmed for posterity. Now into the right hand comes another piece of colour. And he's up there on the top. He's measured his way and he knows exactly where he is on the canvas. And I think I'm going to stop reporting this. He's actually working now around the frame, near the edge. This looks very much like as if there's method to a madness here. Oh, he's come right over across to the right-hand side of the canvas, and he is now giving it a good rub, and it's turning out into a certain kind of a Monet-esque thing. This is going to turn into Impressionism. This is going to work backwards from abstract Expressionism to Impressionism, perhaps. Maybe we'll get shape and form yet. Anyway, so far we've just got splashes of colours. So that's it. I'm going to rest you from the explanation, and because this could go on for a very long time yet. It's as if he were a musician and was beating time to some internal rhythm. His hand gyrates over the canvas and he applies things in little pieces. Now, we come back here to see him working on the orange. He's still working down the bottom left-hand corner. There's a lot of work being applied there. I think he must have decided that the right-hand side of the canvas was good enough, and because almost all of the paint on the table is gone. We have another painting on the table here, which is done by accident. It really is paint, but it's a collection of other marks. We're now picking up remaining bits. We're down to the dregs of the paint now. You can hear the background excitement. I'm telling you, this man is a bit of an extraordinary painter. I see in front of me played on a TV screen. The artist kitted out in a frogman suit, and he has got a canvas as if he has painted it underwater. So I can't really believe that that's what I saw, but that was on an Arctic adventure in Iceland. Oh, the artist has taken off his blindfold. He is now recovering from shock. He's appreciating his own work and the collective work. And there are dribbles of paint coming down the side. Maybe they will solidify into features. This is far from flat. This is not a flat canvas now. There's a lot of paint on the surface of it. The artist is painting to the orange color in the center with the white, as if that is of special interest to him. I'm not sure what the lady is saying to him, but she's got red wine. And now he's going to talk now. Let's see if we can catch a word from the artist. Bending over the table, he is lifting a tube and it looks like a yellow one. He's opening up. Oh, he's squirting an orange. Yes, it's a strong orange that goes down first. And now we'll see what he picks next. He's now opening another tube. He's put away the orange and he's looking at Audrey's thing. Oh, yes, that's a kind of a bluey green. Well, it's more blue than green, I must admit. And he's now got an assistant. He's got a brown color. Oh, he's actually getting his assistant. Audrey to squeeze out, so we're going to have more painting. It looks like as if he's come up for air, taken a breather, had a look at the canvas, and he's going to now work on it in a different way. So we're 9 minutes and 50 seconds of recording into this, so I think I'll take a rest now. oh my goodness, I just have to come back to you. There is, the artist has now got a brush. He's got a small paintbrush in his right hand, and he's doing squiggly bits. He's working the paint into the canvas here, moving it rapidly in there. Goodness knows what method there is to this, but he has got his he's got his eyes open now, and so he knows exactly what he's doing. And I'm getting out of the way of the photographer here, who is getting right in there with the action. He's got a very big camera here in front of me, and it's about to shoot. It's a Canon. So I think he might be shooting video, actually. I'm not sure about that. No, I think they're stills. So there we have, Philip Gray is working the canvas, folks. It is just like as if he's really putting us back into it now, and he's fully aware of where he's going. So I think he's maybe putting strong lines into in the middle there. I'm not sure if he's improving the canvas, but he's certainly changing the canvas, and I guess that's the point. The point is not to improve it, but to change it, and to change it into a different event. So this is what it's all about. Nobody has ever seen this kind of work done before. It's what I called earlier in a tweet. This is called crowdsourcing the painting. You get all the people to give you the basis, and then you work from that foundation. And this is certainly a colourful lot. You know, I think he'd be better stopping, but then again, I'm not an artist. So he's really going gusto now. On the table, I still see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I still see 7 more blotches of colours. It's as if you took an egg, cracked it open, and poured the egg yolk out onto the table, and that's about, and worked with that egg yolk. So this is a fierce activity here now. I can just say the painting is finished. It has been completed. The artist has done his work. And this lady is talking to me. Hold on. Yes.
I recognize you. Do you recognize me?
Just bear with me just 1 second till I just turn this off. Then I promise you I don't want to be inadvertently recording our conversation. As a way of finishing it off, I just want to describe to you the very last scene. I now see the painter, Philip Gray, being interviewed on television for Cork Community TV, Framework TV, I think is the name of the company. And he's right standing slap bang in the middle of the painting, in the front of it, about 3 feet away from the canvas. And he's gesticulating with right and left hand, and he's in an animated way talking about the work. And I've just spoken to one of his students, a lady from Ballycotton, don't know her, never met her before. And she was absolutely brimming over with enthusiasm for Philip's ability as a teacher. He apparently teaches painting from his studio in Cove, and she was certainly inspired by him. So that's it, folks. That was a little bit of painting excitement here in the Cork Vision Centre with the artist Philip Gray, who was doing work all designed to raise money for Cork Simon community, who look after people who don't have a roof over their head every night. So there we are. It's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio from the exhibition. Good night.